This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Toss Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Mets game nuts last night out in San Francisco, and the Rangers tying this series up at two games apiece. That's where we started, as Boomer came in all fired up and happy about that because it was the best game that the Rangers had played all year. Dominant from start to finish. You talked about the controlled rage. It was perfect. They got the revenge that they wanted. They were able to get an instigator penalty that led to their power play goal to go up 1-0. Shesterkin was great. You had some jabbing back and forth at the end of the game as Revo, as they call him, was getting in the face of both Tony D'Angelo and Max Domi, saying, all right, this is what you did to us last game. We're doing it to you now. I mean, if you just watch that one game last night, you would think that the Rangers were gonna sweep this series. That's how well they played. So you got to head back to Carolina where they're better at home. And yes, we've heard all of this and everything else. But I mean, this is an evenly matched series. And last night it was not evenly matched. That was a Rangers night from when the puck dropped to the horn sounded. And you got to be thrilled heading into a game five in the rest of this series because you feel like you got a real shot.
Well, the reason that Gerard Gallant is saying that it is evenly matched, even though it doesn't look that way because of a 4-1 victory, is because Shesterkin made an unbelievable save a minute or 2 minutes into the game. You saw that save. We all saw that save. Natchez missed a wide open net, much like Kako missed a wide open net in game one. They also hit two posts.
Yep.
So that, you know, that's hockey, though. That's the way it goes. And when a guy is playing the way that Vasilevskiy's playing for Tampa or the way that Shesterkin is playing for the Rangers, you know, that is your fallback position. That's, you know, you always know that he's there to save you. And the other thing that Shesterkin does, and he does when he does it, and he does it well, is that he moves the puck. And he moves the puck well, and it takes a lot of pressure off of the defenseman when he makes the right decision with the puck, and he's not casual with the puck.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's really buttoned up that part of his game, especially the last few four or five games. And, you know, again, I go back to that Pittsburgh series. They got down 3-1. They were awful defensively, and one of the reasons for that is because Ryan Lindgren was out of the lineup. I don't know what's wrong with Ryan Lindgren, but it looks to me that whatever's wrong with him, he doesn't seem to let it affect him. He's playing, he's gritty, he's everything that you want your top defense pair to be. You have a great offensive defenseman who's also very good at the defensive zone, maybe not as physical, but you have a physical other guy that will back his ass up if he goes in and he's going to be a little bit more aggressive on the offensive zone. And the nice thing about Ryan last night, he had two shots on goal that ended up netting him assists, where he could have ended up having a goal. And by the way, on one of the goals, I saw your boy, what's his name? God dang it, I can't.
I'm not even sure where you're going with this.
The sausage guy.
The sausage guy?
The guy you said looks like a sausage. He's piled into a sausage.
I'm not sure.
His name is blanking on me. I just saw him in the bathroom.
Sean Morash?
Yeah, Sean Morash.
Oh, okay.
He brought us something that, you know, and they were unable to bring it up on ESPN last night, but anybody watching it saw what Chris Kreider did after a stick broke and he kicked the puck.
Yep.
And it led to a goal, and Sean was reminding me of that. I can't believe I just totally blanked on his name.
Mm.
But I'll never forget that you said that he looks like a stuffed sausage.
Well, in that one jersey. Yeah.
Like a Polish kielbasa.
Right.
Stuffing a sausage in there.
Right.
But he was right. He was like, you know, ESPN didn't even discuss him. Like, you know, first of all, you got Ray Ferraro in between the benches.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he's trying to follow the game in real time. And I was telling him that when you do a game as an analyst, the best thing you can do is watch from the monitor because you want to be able to talk about what other people are seeing.
Yeah.
Not what just you're seeing, because they might not be seeing what you're seeing as an analyst.
That's right.
And you got to remember, so like when you're on radio, it's a little bit more free form and you can explain things that people obviously aren't seeing, and you got to be a little bit more descriptive. But when you're doing TV, watching it off the monitor, because that's what people at home are watching, is what's important. And I think that's probably hard for the guys who do it from between the benches, whether it be Keith Jones or Brian Boucher or A.J. Molesko or, of course, in this case, Ray Ferraro. It's tough to see everything and to be able to comment on everything.
Yeah, of course. But, I mean, the stuff with the broadcasters, I understand you get frustrated because everybody's really, really passionate. But, I mean, come on. What happens every single year with whatever fan base and whatever sport is when your local broadcast ends and your team moves on far enough to be on national TV, and this is what's going to happen. You're never going to like these guys, ever.
I'd love to see more. You know who's really good, and she's buttoned up. She knows everybody. She knows who they are. She knows the right questions to ask. Is Shannon Hogan from the Islanders?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
She is tremendous when it comes to just doing her job and what she does. She's not going to call a game. She's not going to analyze a game, but she is going to ask the right questions to the players in between the periods, and she's very good at what she does.
Got any of those highlights from when I called the Devils game? You got any of those?
I thought
around.
You were good doing that.
You have a goal call somewhere in that system of yours?
Hang on.
Probably not.
I thought you were good at it.
I wanted to hear one of those. I had that good one. You know, remember that when Barzell came out of the box?
Yes.
That's why that was a good one. Because I was... You sipping on that thing. It's freaking me out. When he came out of the box, I picked up on that.
Yes,
boom,
of course. You're right all over it.
It's tough calling hockey, you know, so...
I love being an analyst for hockey.
Yeah, that was great. That was a good time, man. I don't know why we didn't do it this year.
That was right in front of the pandemic. Right? That was... had not canceled yet, had
this
they?
This was the first time we did it, I think.
Okay, that what we're looking at right now?
Right, I think it's the first time we did it. And then the second time we did it was right before the pandemic. I don't think this was... Yeah, this was the first time we did it.
Okay.
And then the second time, because I was a little fatter, I remember that.
Okay.
And then that was right before the pandemic, and there was a big, whatchamacallit, Purell thing sitting right in front of us.
Like that was going to save us.
Like that was going to save us. We were just squirting pee. See, here we go.
All right, so yeah. this is right before the pandemic.
This is March 11th, 2020, right here. Yep. There it is. March 11th, 2020. Look at all the people there. Look at that, having no idea what was about to happen. I guess we kind of did.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we did not.
but you did a great job, I thought. It's kind of like when Craig did the Nets game.
Yeah, you remember you saying that.
And
he nailed
that,
it. Yep.
Darren Williams had that 3-point, I think he hit like 10 3-pointers that night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he had all his calls going and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys could do that.
Well, you know, it's just broadcasters. It's just you have a broadcasting gene there. Boomer,
I do remember we did also a Brooklyn Cyclone game.
Yeah, oh, that's a baseball game.
Right, so we did a baseball game, and I remember we were discussing who was going to do play-by-play, we were going to do alternate innings, and then, you know, Spank was just going off. I said, you just do that.
Just do it. Just do it.
And that's when I called the suicide squeeze.
Oh, you called that?
Yes. As if I were the manager, I would go for a suicide squeeze right here. Boom! Suicide
Man,
squeeze.
Man, look at that. Who said Tony Romo was the first one to call plays before they happen? You were doing it in football and in baseball. Nobody gives you the credit you deserve.
I don't really care about that. I had fun doing it. It was great.
I'd want that credit. Anyway, speaking of baseball and the Mets last night, just insanity. Down 8-2, fight all the way back. Have a 7-run eighth inning, go up 11-8, and then the bullpen blows it not once but twice. In this magical night for Jock Peterson and the San Francisco Giants. But, man, I just love this team's resolve. There isn't a lead too big for them to overcome. And it sucks that the bullpen blew it. It does. And it sucks that Chris Bassitt was terrible last night. But there is just something about this team, and I really, really hope they take 2 out of 3 here from the Giants, because then, you know, last night will sting a little more if they don't win this afternoon. But, you know, it's we talk about Buckball, man, and it's what it is. I mean, it's hustle. It's never giving up. It's playing great defensively. I mean, it is focusing on the little things. It's being down 8-2 and then saying, hey, we have an opportunity to come back and win this game. And this is been a special season so far. And it's games like this, even in a loss, let you know that this year is different. And they remind you every series that this year is different.
Well, the other thing, too, is that they are a team that actually has won these types of games.
Mm-hmm.
So they lose this type of game. But the fact is that they made it a game.
Yeah.
You know, so they've gotten behind, which is unfortunate because maybe their starting pitcher has been off that night or whatever. But they do have that resiliency factor within them that lets you know that don't turn the TV off because there's always a chance that they can come back. And then it's unfortunate that now Edwin Diaz has blown two of his last three save attempts. And he had him on the ropes last night. He had it.
Yep.
And, man, it's just crazy. Baseball's, you know, that's another thing. It's a crazy, crazy game. You just never know if the pitchers have it, the batters have it. And last night, all the batters had it, it felt like.
Right.
Especially Jock Peterson and Francisco Lindor.
Yeah, and Francisco Lindor with a spectacular night. I mean, two of the biggest hits in the comeback with the home run to make it 8-4. And then, of course, the RBI triple, the three RBI triple that he had as he's standing on third base going nuts. I mean, to have all those RBIs, that's the 300 and whatever million dollar player that you want to see all the time. And he was spectacular. So, I mean, you know, it's just the... Right now, the Mets and Yankees are going through some stuff with injuries, and every team does, and feels like these two teams every single year have an inordinate amount of injuries, and both teams are dealing with it, but both teams have the depth, they've got the resolve, they've got the clubhouses to withstand it, and I especially believe that with the Mets and Buck Showalter and the culture that he is breeding in that clubhouse.
Did you just say culture?
He's a culture breeder.
We got Mets culture.
We got some culture.
Well, the Yankee culture is going to be tested. That's for sure now.
Well, yeah. I mean, and who knows about if that culture was dented at all because of the Josh Donaldson thing. I don't know. I mean, does this everybody in that clubhouse hate his guts?
Douche.
Is it douche?
I'm a douche.
Is he?
He's got a bit of a douche face.
Yeah. I mean, he seems like it. That everybody dislikes.
He's a douche.
But could that part of his personality fracture a winning clubhouse?
I'm living a douche life.
I mean, you know, I guess if he's, you know, I just, what's this, 15 in 10 years or 11 years now?
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Right. So he is, every team has somebody like that. Every team.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's just a standalone guy. Guys don't get along with him. And I just feel like there's always going to be somebody like that that just doesn't fit mm-hmm. for whatever reason. But he's an integral part to the success of the team. You know, and it's just that he also has a reputation that is, you know, precedes him. But as you heard Joe Kelly, the reliever for the White Sox, telling the Score out in Chicago, you know, these guys are chirping all the time.
Yeah.
Every, you know, and we don't hear it. And, you know, and obviously Tim Anderson got upset, and then the arbiter of, you know, I guess racism is now Tony La Russa. So he comes out and just basically, you know, throws gasoline on a fire.
Yeah, he did.
When in actuality, you'd like to think that a older manager that's going to be a little bit more of a steady hand and not so overly emotional about everything is not going to throw gasoline on the fire.
I mean, you could have 100% protected his player and Tim Anderson in that situation without saying that it was a racist comment.
You say it's a disrespectful comment.
Right.
If that's what you feel, then that's what you say.
Yep.
But once you start going down that road, then all of a sudden everybody becomes extremely emotional. And, you know, everybody wants to have, and we get paid to give our 2 cents. That's why we talk about it. But mm-hmm. people got to write articles about it. Everybody's got to say what a douche this guy is, what a bad guy he is. I mean, you know, this has been going on in sports, on the field of play, on the ice, on the court for years and years and years and years and years and years and years.
Yeah, and it's going to continue to be that way. I mean, Joe Kelly said it. I mean, he was getting all over Aaron Hicks when he picked him off. F this, F that, all that stuff. I mean, you know?
You think Aaron Hicks, did he come out and say, you know, well, he really hurt my feelings?
No, he did not. No. He didn't hear word one about that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
On the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We're hanging out with each other all day long today.
What is the plan?
This is great. Well, we have a lunch.
What time is that?
Right after you're done, I think.
Probably around 11:30 or so. What time are you done?
I was hoping not till 12. I have work to do for Friday. So I was hoping to I was planning on leaving here at noon. Kind of throws a monkey wrench into it.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to put the show first.
No, I understand. I'm not saying that what you're doing is wrong. Doing work is admirable in this situation because we got a remote tomorrow.
You know, you do set the tone for work ethic.
I'm trying.
I appreciate that. All right, we'll move on to 12. How's that?
That's fine. That would be good.
So we will accommodate you, Jerry Recco.
Okay.
Because we want you there.
That would be awesome.
We're a team.
That's very nice. Are we close?
Yeah, very close.
Okay, even better.
We're going to eat where you're staying.
That's beautiful.
How's that?
That's even better.
Perfect.
I'm liking this.
All right. Is that right, Al?
Yeah, love it.
And then we can all get a nap in the afternoon so we can be fresh and ready for tonight.
It's that 2 hours to kill before the lunch is the thing now that's in my head. What do I do? Maybe I go find a nice shirt for the kickoff to summer. Maybe I go down to Broadway and go shopping, find myself a fresh new
Broadway.
It was in that. Stores
exactly.
Over there.
Yeah.
But you're getting a massage.
You go over there to
try on some stuff.
Soho.
Yeah. Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
go right over here. Crossover King. Go down that way.
Yeah.
Head east.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple shops in there.
Yeah.
It was like a
On Broom.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly where.
Over there.
Not that I shop for fashion, but.
Or go to that amazing mall we went to. Amazing. We had lunch with Jordan Davis.
Oh, yeah. That's going up to Hudson Yards. I don't have enough time.
You go down here to Brookfield Place or Westfield World Trade Center and visit London Jewelers.
Oh, London Jewelers. Okay. The engagement experts at London Jewelers.
Yeah, right down here.
Get a big old gold chain for Friday.
Yeah. Slap it over my neck onto my hairy chest. Let's go. All right, Jerry, you got an update for us.
We are powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We're also brought to you by Winters Bros. For help with your next cleanup or construction project, visit WintersBROS.com. Much of the morning, we've led with the Rangers, and why the hell not? They beat the Hurricanes 4-1 last night. They have evened up this conference semifinal at 2-2. We know the Lightning are awaiting the winner of this series. The goal scorers last night for Toronto, Fox, Zibanejad, and Kopp. Here was Gerard Gallant.
Mike Zibanejad.
Yes, hell of a win.
Competed hard. The first period was probably the best period of hockey I've seen this year from both teams, not just us. It was back and forth. It was, I thought it could have been 4-2 for us after the first period. Both goalies were outstanding.
Well, his goalie was outstanding. Igor Shesterkin made 30 saves. Gallant also talking about the physical nature of the game. He points to Trouba hitting Max Domi. And that certainly was a factor.
That was a big hit by Trouba. He steps up in the blue line, and obviously it's a big part of the game. And a good, clean, hard hit. And, you know, I think they stepped up and got an instigated penalty there, and we scored on capitalizing that. So it was big for us.
Here was Kopp on MSG talking about...
That's the controlled rage I was talking about. Play within the rules. And I'm sick and tired of Jacob Trouba, you know, hitting somebody and then having to fight immediately after it.
Right.
Now, I can understand from the Hurricane standpoint, it looks like it's an illegal hit, but you have to really look at it closely and understand that Max Domi is kind of his feet are sliding out from underneath him when Truba's got him lined up. So it's a legal hit. That's what makes it a legal hit.
It looks worse than it was.
Right, but then all of a sudden, he's got to fight every time he has a big hit like this. Mm. It's ridiculous. Well, I'm glad that the referees actually got it right. And this referee on the ESPN, I don't know, they go to him. What do you think?
I know.
What's his name? Jackson?
Which network started this stupid trend?
Probably CBS. So they go to him and go, well, what do you think? Oh, it's great. They made the right decision. I'm like, really, everything's great? I mean, come on.
You know, remember Mike Carey, how bad he was?
He was, yeah, that didn't go well.
Oh, my God. Nice man.
Such a great guy.
Herrera was the guy that was really good, right?
He was
on Fox.
Yeah,
he was the first one.
Gene Steratore is good for us.
Yeah. I didn't say he's not. I'm saying Herrera was the first one, right?
First one that was doing it for Fox.
Right.
And then came Dean Blandino, Dean Blandino. You remember him?
Yes. Dean Blandino, yeah.
You remember him?
So where is he these days?
He's out there. Foxy does.
On Fox.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he left.
And now Gene Steratore does... He does college basketball. He does NFL football. He does NCAA football for CBS. I mean, that guy works his butt off. And they try to get to him to give it I think they go to him to get an opinion before the actual call is made. Like if there's a replay,
yeah,
he'll try to explain the replay, what they're looking at, and then in his view, this is what the ruling should be. And sometimes they don't match up with what the ruling ends up being, but that's him being... I think honest with the viewers.
Was that Mike Carey? It might carry every single time. This is clearly an incomplete pass.
Complete. First down.
Poor Rage. Mike. Poor Mike.
Every time.
His percentage was not good.
Guys, I think that was a fumble.
No fumble on the play. Knee was down.
Poor Mike.
First down. Chargers.
I mean, it was like the second he was done with his opinion. All right, here's the call. I think that's no catch in the end zone, guys. There's absolutely incomplete.
Touchdown!
I know. People were making videos of the poor guy.
I know.
It's tough. Game 5 of the Rangers and Hurricanes will be tomorrow night in Carolina. All right, late game for the Mets last night in San Francisco. Boy, things looked really good. Francisco Lindor's 3-run triple had them in front after they were down 8-2. That's right. They were winning 11-8 after being down 8-2. But in the end, not enough because San Francisco battled back.
1-1. Round ball, left side, base hit, around third rough. Canna's got it. Throw home to try to get Ruff. Not in time. Ruff scores, and the San Francisco Giants win an ordinary ball game here at Oracle Park.
And that was Wayne Randazzo on WCBS 880. 13-12, the final scores. The Giants put an end to their five-game losing streak. Brandon Crawford, the game-winner. Jock Peterson had a night to remember. 4-for-6, 3 home runs, 8 RBIs, including the game-tying RBI single in the 9th prior to what Crawford did to beat the Mets and Edwin Diaz. Here was Buck Showalter. Yes, we lost, but we were down 6. We did take the lead. We do fight.
Some people operating at that level. Both teams, see how much the both teams wanted to win.
The two teams combined for 37 base hits in this game. Diaz does blow the save, does get settled with the loss. He says, not exactly how I drew it up.
That sucks. I want to win every game. I want to help the team to win every game. I got the game in the line with 2 outs. I didn't do my job today, so tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow I'm coming to get the ball again and win the game.
And a very similar message from Lindor, who says, we lost. On to the next one.
It's 11:07. Come back, turn your page in a couple of minutes. Come back tomorrow and... do it again. Whether we win or lose, you got to turn the pitch.
Do it again and try and win the series this afternoon. And to do that, they will hand the ball to Thomas Zupacki, who will make his first big league start. Zupacki out of Toms River, New Jersey. It is a 3:45 start, early start out there, 12:45 out in California. Not to be overlooked, Chris Bassitt did start this game. And boy, oh boy, was he awful. 8 runs over just 4 1/3 innings. Apparently his second bad outing against the Giants. He said he'll look at the tape and try and figure out what he is doing wrong against this team. As for the Yankees, they were at the stadium last night. They were playing the Orioles. You got a big game from Jose Trevino in this game. He went 3-for-4. He homered, had the game-tying RBI single in the 7th, then the game-winning RBI single in the 11th, and it sounded like this with John Sterling.
The 1-2. Line, base hit, left field. Rounding third is Canepa-Lepa. He will score. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
The final call right here on the Fan. Yankees indeed win 7-6 in a game they led, fell behind, come back and get the victory. Isaiah Canepa-Lepa, the game-tying RBI single in the 11th, and he was the one that scored that game-winning run on the Trevino game-winning hit. Gleyber Torres, a couple of home runs. Clark Schmidt, two hitless innings for the win. Here's Aaron Boone. So good to see a guy like Trevino have himself a big night.
He means so much to those guys in such a short time in that room, and just really happy for him. And, you know, he's been so instrumental in us being where we are at this point in the
season. So, yeah, he's having an impact. Good for him. And for him, his dad has had an impact on him. It was his birthday. His dad, however, passed away 9 years ago. He relayed a little bit of a story last night.
This morning, you know, I had a good cup of coffee in one of his favorite coffee mugs. So it was definitely a fun one, but he influenced a lot of it, and he helped me a lot.
Mention Isaiah Connor.
It's a bird, you moron.
No, not in this spot, no. Let's let him think what he wants to think. Here's Kiner.
Is that the coffee cup you're drinking? You did make some. It's a bird, you moron. Coffee cups.
Yes, I did. I did. Yeah. After I've now realized how not to sell them for a loss, they'll go back up for sale soon.
Here's your profit. 6 cents.
So no. We sold the first 18 of them.
Mm-hmm.
I lost $80. I didn't realize when I created them that they were being printed in the Czech Republic.
Oh, my God.
So the shipping costs.
Instead of America, which was the other option he had.
Joe, you actually had an option?
I didn't understand the website. So the first 17 or 18 mugs I sold, we lost $78.
Way to run a business, Jerry.
Yeah. Well, this is how I'm learning.
Okay.
And so now I found a place in Detroit that prints them.
Oh, perfect.
So now I got to sell 17 or 18 to get back to even.
Wow. So they're back up. Funny. They're back up and available?
They are. I just haven't put the link out.
Okay. Yeah, I was just thinking about this. Eddie, I got to say thank you to you and Marion because you sent little Casper a knitted hat that she made for him. And it's red and blue, so it's in the Ranger colors.
Oh. Yes.
And he had his little hat on last night for the Ranger victory and actually for Game 3 as well. And I don't know if they... Gunnar may have tweeted it out or put it on Instagram. You probably... Nice. You wouldn't have seen it, but...
Well, you sent me the picture.
Yeah, the hat is just adorable, man.
Never coming off that kid's head now.
No. That kid's going to be wearing that hat every night now that the Rangers play.
And rightly so.
Yes.
And rightly so. Tonight, J.P. Sears goes for the Yankees. First career start for him. He faces Tyler Wells. The injury situation for the Yankees, Giancarlo Stanton, tightness in the calf, discomfort in the wrist for DJ LeMahieu, and Aroldis Chapman did go to the IL with a sore Achilles. What else didn't we do? Oh, the NBA. The Mavericks beat the Warriors 119-109. Luka Doncic had 30 points, 14 rebounds. Very cute. 14 rebounds and 9 assists. Dorian Finney-Smith at 23. Here was Jason Kidd. Never panicked as Golden State was making a little bit of a run in the fourth.
The Warriors, they're always going to have a big quarter. And so we did pretty good in the first three. They went on the run to start the fourth. There's no panic. We had a pretty big lead, and they had to make a decision. They brought their group back in and couldn't get it done.
Here was Steph Curry in the loss. He says, you know what? That was a different Mavs team that we saw. They were down 3-0, but still.
Tonight, you're playing. It was almost like an ego win. Like, you come out, and you really have nothing to lose. So that confidence started early. We didn't really do nothing to slow it down.
And so the lead is now 3-1. Interesting in this game, too. There was a leaky roof, a little bit of a rain delay at halftime.
Yeah.
A 16-minute delay. Doncic was asked what he did during the delay.
Hey, I just went to the locker room. I play some Rummy. You know Rummy? Sure. Because the last time we were here, it was like 45 minutes that happened. I thought it was going to be more than that.
Did you know this happened before?
Yeah, I didn't know it happened before. I mean, I heard it last night, but this is just...
That's bizarre.
Insanity.
How long? I don't even know. How long? That's a great photo of
Mark Cuban. Yeah.
How long is that? That's arena's been around a while, right?
Yeah, nah, that's
American Airlines Arena.
That's where the Dallas Stars play, too, yes.
Mm. Yeah, interesting. So that happens. So, yeah, you'll have Game 5 tomorrow night where Golden State can close it out up 3-1 tonight. A very big Game 5 for the Celtics and the Heat in Miami. That series is even at 2-2. Hasn't really been close for the most part. We'll see if anything does change starting tonight. Time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it.
Money!
The guys were discussing caddy fees a few hours ago when Dan in Long Beach, called in.
Keith, don't listen to Boomer. It's $120 to $150 a bag tops. Okay, I just played Maidstone a couple weeks ago. I gave the guy $130 for a bag. He double bagged it, and he was ecstatic. But Boomer's, you know.
Wait. You gave $130 a bag.
Yeah, so you made $260. You
made $260, yeah.
Okay.
Right. But nobody knows who the hell you are, Dan, okay? They know who Gio is.
How do you know
Gio
that?
Gio has a responsibility.
No.
And let me just tell you something. Anyway, so here's the thing at Maidstone. Maidstone probably says, hey, don't overpay our caddies. But I guarantee you that there are certain members and guests that have played at Maidstone that do overpay their caddies. So let's say Michael Jordan. Dan, hold on. Just shut up for 1 minute. If Michael Jordan goes to Maidstone, is he paying $130 a bag, Dan?
You're comparing me to Michael Jordan?
Is he?
I mean, from what I've heard about Michael Jordan, probably, yeah.
All right, well, we're not Michael Jordan then, okay? That's the way we are. That's the way we roll around here. We take care of the people that take care of us, okay?
Oh, baby.
I'm just telling you, G, don't do it. You don't have to.
All right. I appreciate your input.
Look, not everybody can be a cheap bastard like you, Dan.
There you go.
Dan was probably a guest, probably had food there, probably played a free round of golf, and then cheaped out on the cat. That's exactly what he did.
There was so much to like about that minute right there.
God.
Pretty good.
Not everybody could be a cheap bastard like you, Dan. All right. Very good, Jerry.
I guarantee you, great for Dan to call in and have this discussion, but I guarantee you, he was a guest.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't pay for golf. He didn't pay for probably a lunch that they had, maybe even a breakfast, and then only gave the caddy $130. I mean, come on, man. I mean, the caddy should benefit from you being a guest.
Sure.
You know, you should say to the guy who is, you know, taking you there as the member, hey, I got the caddy fees. I got it. Thank you for having me as a guest. Thank you for having me, you know, for drinks and lunch. I got the caddy.
Perfect. Yeah.
And I know you'll do the right thing.
I'm 100%.
I have 100 because
I'm scared to do the wrong thing. Trust me.
Yeah, you have scared us into doing the right thing.
Yeah, 100%.
So the other thing you can do, and as I told Jerry, and as I was annoying Jerry out there, so you can go to the caddy master and say, hey, what do you guys normally give the caddies? And if he says, hey, you know, try to keep it within, you know, 130 to 150, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you got this caddy running all over the place.
Yeah, which I probably would.
You want to give him a little extra.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all.
Very good.
Just be reasonable.
I will be reasonable. I'll be above and beyond reasonable.
You're paying higher gas prices just like we are.
Yeah.
Don't be a cheap bastard like Dan.
Dan.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Do you see a similarity as to what's going on with Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray? Are these two totally different situations?
Totally different.
Okay.
Totally different. Lamar Jackson's an MVP. He deserves a certain level of respect. I think he is the leader, unquestioned leader of that team. And I don't think Kyler Murray is yet. Okay. I know that, you know, you hear a lot of things about a lot of players, some good, some bad. You know, I heard a, you know, last in, first out kind of connotation attributed to Kyler Murray, mm-hmm. and how this kid, you know, was a first overall draft pick, and Cliff Kingsbury lets him do whatever he wants, and, you know, blah, 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 all that kind of crap. Lamar was not that kind of guy. You know, he took the job away from Joe Flacco. He was drafted in the first round, but not until, like, what, the 32nd pick or the 31st pick, whatever it was. And he took that job and he literally reignited a franchise and got an MVP. But now the difference between Lamar and Kyler in this case is Kyler has an agent who's a baseball agent. Kind of like Russell Wilson with the baseball agent.
Yeah, that's right. Could be dangerous.
Right. And then you have Lamar, who does not have an agent. He only has a marketing agent. He and his mom are doing this contract. Now, I don't know if they've hired an outside law firm to help with the legalese that is attached with this, but I got to believe if Lamar is doing this himself, it's got to be a very, very difficult conversation that he's having with the general manager of the Baltimore Ravens, because what the agent should do is work through the nuances of the contract, the legalese, the guaranteed money, and fight for his client and have the difficult conversations where the client is really insulated from that. But now that Lamar is doing it himself, and I don't know if his mom is involved doing it with him, there's emotions attached to that. And that's like, kind of like what Aaron Judge is going to get ready to go through this arbitration process. You know, the emotions that are get riled up here.
Yeah.
We saw it happen with Dellin Betances.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that was, I mean, Randy Levine was going nuts during that time.
I know, but that's the point. Like, yeah. You gotta, like, there's a reason why you have an agent, and I'm always an advocate for the agent and the agent making their money, because they have to have those conversations. Now, some guys like Richard Sherman do it for themselves, and other guys feel like they want to save every dollar. But at the end of the day, there's a level of aggravation that you are paying to be insulated from.
Yeah, sure.
That's the way I look at it. And
I mean, a layer of aggravation and so many other things. I mean, you see how offended people can get. I mean, it gets ugly. And sometimes even when those messages are relayed from the agent, you get offended by
sure
it.
Sure you do. And it's just natural human feelings. You heard James Bradbury talking about it.
Yeah, of course.
So, look, it's a business decision, but you know, I don't like the way they handled it. Well, they tried to trade you, but they couldn't trade you because of the contract.
Yep.
So you signed that contract. You understood what you were getting yourself into, and there was not a no-trade clause or a no-move clause in that contract. So you then have to deal with whatever damage may come along with the changing of a general manager and a coach.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is going to be an interesting one to follow. What do you pay these guys? When do you pay these guys? You pay these guys? All these rhetorical questions are out there.
And I know Lamar Jackson's not going to the OTAs, because that was one of the things that has been reported. See, Lamar is the unquestioned leader of that team. I think there are a lot of questions that Kyler Murray's own teammates have of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already knocking on the door for a new contract after one of the worst performances, you know, against the Rams last year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And he looked like he was completely out of it. And I remember going into that game, if you look back at some of the pregame interviews that were given, Cliff Kingsbury came out and like put the onus on Kyler Murray to be great. He said, I expect him to have a great game. And he had the complete opposite of that. So I do think that there's differences between different players and their personal situations and how they need to reacclimate themselves or go in there and show everybody that they can be the leader that, you know, the money is going to, or the money that they want is going to kind of validate their leadership.
All right, let's go to Art in Cherry Hill, who joins us right now. What's going on, Art?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, man?
I have a jug handle story from about when I was in my late teens. I used to deliver meat and seafood from Staten Island in New Jersey. So they gave me these directions to go to Route 36 in Red Bank. And when I got to the jug handle, I had to loop around the jug handle, go across. Now, to me, nobody told me what a jug handle was, so I thought it was a bar. So I'm driving, and I don't find this bar. So I pull off at a gas station. Guy comes up to me, how much? I said, no, I don't need gas. I need the where's the jug handle? He says, oh, go up about a mile. There's one up here on a mile. Go around it. I said, okay. I go on the back on the road. I'm 5 miles from the gas station. I go, I don't see the jug handle. Who's messing with me? I finally pull off in a convenience store, and the girl in the store says, can I help you? I says, yeah, I'm looking for a bar called the Jug Handle. She goes, where are you looking? So I gave her the directions. She looks at me and she starts laughing. She goes, sir, there's no bar called the Jug Handle. What you're looking for is the New Jersey left-hand turn. So she goes, come out of the parking lot, make a right. When you get to the next light, you'll see a ramp before the light. You go to the right, go around, and then you have to actually make a left-hand turn back onto Route 36 because you're 25 miles from where that address is.
Oh, God. What a mess. So,
yeah, well, I feel your pain, Boomer, in the, driving in New Jersey.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Art, I get screwed up every time I go there. I consider myself a pretty practical, smart guy, and I can figure some things out. And now that I have Waze, I don't get lost quite as much.
Yeah, I've made the switch, actually, to Google Maps.
You did.
I made the switch. I mean, the Waze, I just had some issues with it.
You know, I just don't trust these Google people. You know, they're building a building behind us, taking away all of our view. They follow us on our phones.
Yeah, but Google Maps is superior, in my opinion.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to do some walking today or just put it in Google Maps. Tells you I can walk. Waze doesn't have the walking
in there. And Waze has too much stuff going on. Oh, there was a ball in the road 3 weeks ago at this spot. I mean,
yeah. A lot of time, it takes a long time to load, too. I found that. Like,
really?
Google Maps is bang, 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 bang.
Yeah. I thought Waze was bought by Google.
Were they?
Or by Apple. I think it's bought by Apple.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a different situation.
Yeah, well, there you go. Who do you want to know where you are? Apple, Google, you know.
No, Waze was bought by Google.
Oh, they were?
Waze was bought by Google. Okay.
So they use the same traffic and stuff, but like Eddie says, there's too much extra stuff in there. That's
why
nonsense.
Why would if Google has Google Maps, why would they buy Waze?
I don't know what any of these companies
buy. Buy your competition, right?
Monopoly.
Yeah.
It's called a monopoly, Al.
That's exactly what's going on. You're swallowing up your competition. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, it's going to be a long driving day in Jersey, but I'm excited about it because we got big things happening.
Yeah.
We got golf, and we got the kickoff to summer. We got dinner. We got everything. So it's going to be tremendous.
We spent a lot of time together.
Yeah, I know.
Have you seen the trailers for Top Gun?
Oh, yeah, of course. No,
so Top Gun comes out Friday. I think there's some limited release stuff coming on Thursday, and then the movie will open up nationwide fully on Friday. And I'm telling you, man, you got to see it. And you got to see it in a big screen with a great sound system because that's really what the movie's all about.
No, I'm excited about it. You going beard here? What are you doing, by the way?
What are you talking about?
You haven't shaved in a little bit.
Playoff time.
Oh, you're growing a playoff beard?
Well,
I can barely see it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So don't worry about it.
I'm not worried about it. I'm just sort of like noticing it. I mean, for whatever reason, the way the light just struck it now, I was right. Like,
is this like a second round playoff beard or has this been going since the first round?
You don't like it?
It's not that I don't like it. It's just different. It looks like something like, you know, you didn't have enough time to shave or something like that. Or wow, playoff beard. You didn't start in the first round. You definitely shaved in the first round.
No, I don't. Like, you know,
you
I don't
start it in the second round.
I just said playoff beard. I'm just messing with you. I just
decided to let it go for a little bit.
No, just taking it easy.
Okay. I'm taking it easy.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Laying back. Taking it easy.
I'm trying not to be such a hard ass, you know?
Wow. What a shift.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.